Good morning, or no, good afternoon. It's well into the afternoon. Good afternoon, and welcome to the FTS bet slip on Wednesday, the 17th of July. We've got all the Barrys have left, the Rogers are leaving. Not got many left now, have we? We haven't got many left. Just a note on that yesterday, because Barry was upset. He did email me, and tough shit, really. That's what cracks me up when people want to have a pop, and then when you do it back, they don't like it. See, I don't mind what anybody says about me. If you can't take it, don't give it out. And just a couple of notes on that. Firstly, when I said it, I did say it's not your fault. Blame the parents, you know. So if you got a name like Barry, blame the parents. Can't do out about it. Number two, there is a thing called deed poll. In the UK, foreign listeners, I don't know if you have a similar thing, but Depot, you just pop along. And number three, don't act like one. Don't act, if you are a Barry, don't act like a Barry. Or number four, don't shorten it. I mean, my mum, God rest her soul. I don't know why I said God rest her soul, because I'm not religious. That's another load of old bollocks and bullshit, isn't it? That's for another day. That is the biggest bollocks in the world. But my mum gave us all names, five kids, that my sisters you can shorten, but all the four boys, you can't shorten the names. Some people do try and call me E and get the old FTS flying head, but Barry becomes Baz, doesn't it? Baz, and Roger becomes Rog. I mean, they're actually worse than the fucking original name, isn't it? You'd rather be called Barry than Baz, and you certainly don't want to be called Rog. Oi, Rog. Oh, fucking hell, what do you want that for? Anyway, enough of all that. Right, where are we at? Well, let's have a little look. Long day today. This is a bit of an Open Championship special. This is. Right, the comp first. Fantastic response. 253 entries. We're now going to have seven prizes as opposed to the original four. I did have a good fifth prize, but now I've got another two to find, and this is ramping up to costing me a few quid, Barry. I need to have a think about that, but I will publish them before a tee shot is hit. I will be up watching the first tee at 6:35 tomorrow, so I will have that details of prizes up on the Google Doc and on Twitter before a tee ball is struck. I may actually have to increase the first prize to scale them down to seven, otherwise fourth, fifth, sixth and seventh could be better than first. But I'll have a look at that. It's the joys of running your own comp. You can be a bit of a dictator. I'll run it how I want. The prizes will be what I say. But I will maybe increase it at the top and work backwards again. I'll have a look at that. I'll give you my four picks for the comp. Somebody asked me this morning. I did say that it wouldn't be the four picks that I would bet, and the reason being is because they don't have to be value in the competition. You need to just have four solid golfers that would be up there, make the cut first, and hopefully you think will be up there. The price is immaterial. All we want is the lowest score. So I'm not looking, for example, to find a 50-1 shot priced at 80-1. You know, when I'm making 50 and bookies are 80, I don't need to factor that in. So out of the top 10, the three that there's only three I would consider out of the world top 10. Koepka, Rose or Woods, just for the fact that they're solid and their record in majors. And for me, it would have to be Koepka. The only name I could put down out of that top 10 at the minute would be Brooks Koepka, just for the way he's played in majors over the last couple of years. His caddy is from Portrush and knows the course back of his hand. I don't want to be backing him at 13 or 12 on Betfair. But for the competition, I would have to have Koepka. And out of the rest, I would have Schifelli. I think, again, great amateur, great record in the majors, playing well, you know, played well in Opens. Kuchar, playing well this season, played well in Opens, and I have backed him. And Fowler. So that would be my four picks. If I was in the competition, I would have Koepka, Fowler, Kuchar, and Schifelli. I don't know whether anybody's got those four. I haven't checked. But that'd be where I am, so we'll see what they do. I'll compare it to the winner. Might be the winner. From a betting perspective, I've had a bit of a go at the Open. It is a tournament I like. I've done a bit of study. And I treat it a bit like Cheltenham and Ascot. I've thrown about $2,000 at this. Across several markets. And obviously I hope to get a return, but it's a 160 field around a golf course that we know not much about, last played on in the 50s. With regard to an Open Championship, they have had an Irish tournament, Irish Open there, but you're looking for players in good current form. I think nearly 70% of recent champions have won that year, and of those that hadn't won, they've had regular top 10s, going right back to the David Duval sort of period. I like to see a positive Open record. Obviously it is a slightly different type of golf, and as I say, this course is a bit of an unknown. Looks a good links test, this one, depending on whether we get any weather. So I do like to see that they've done, you know, they've done okay in Open Championships before. It's not all new to them. I think you need a good all-round game. It's not just one where you need a good putter. You do need a good drive, a good striker of the ball, particularly if the wind gets up, and somebody who's patient. And contrary to comments I hear quite a lot, particularly if I go back to my Masters and Open debate, you get the sort of, oh, look at the strange winners you get in the Open. There have been a couple of strange winners, as there have been in every tournament. But invariably, the winner of the Open is round about 50 to 1 or better from the bookmakers. It is the top third of the field, if you like, on the betting terms, that do win these events. Of course, you get the odd Todd Hamilton or Ben Curtis, but invariably it's in that top third is where the winner comes from. So it's difficult to look past that. It's not an event where I see a 100 to 1 shot winning or a 125 shot winning. So my own betting is centred very much around people who sort of meet that criteria. A little bit of flex in it, but not too much. So I backed Kuchar. Obviously he's been an Open runner-up, very solid player. I backed him at 65 last week for 75 quid. I know some of you missed that. I can't do anything about that. He has shortened. He's now 48. I wouldn't be backing him at 48. I was happy with my 65, maybe down to 55, but I wouldn't be backing him at 65, 48 this week. So if you've missed that, I do apologise. I did get it out in the podcast, but the market was weak. I'm adding Schauffele at 32. He's got a real solid major record, this lad. He's won a WGC. He's not scared of, you know, being at the highest level of the game. I think he is a major champion in waiting. He's done well at an Open previously. So I am putting Schauffele in there at 32. If I call up the Betfair, I will get the stakes that I've had. Apologies. Here we go. So Schauffele, I've had 275 at 32. I apologise if those prices aren't there anymore. They should hold up, but that's my... There's loads of money there for him, to be fair. Boatloads, thousands. So I've had 275 on Schauffele at 32. My next is Fowler. Again, good major record. One that could be a Westwood or Montgomery and never get one over the line, but I'm hopeful that he does. And I think he probably will. He had a first and a second in March, back-to-back pretty much. So form, he has gone off a bit, but he did have a 66 first round US Open before fading away. I think he's good round links tracks. You know, he's had a few top 10 since that March. I made him 33s and I can get 44s. So for me, it was a no-brainer. So I've had 200 quid on Ricky Fowler at 44s. And again, these are positions I may trade. I'm not just sticking them and that's it. I then come to an in-form golfer who is playing well. He's had a fourth place in the Open. He's 50 at the majority of bookies. I made him 50. He is 75 on the exchanges, and that is Rafa Cabrera Bello. He is a streaky golfer. He could win this by five shots, or he could miss the cut. But he has been playing particularly well in recent weeks. Links golf he tends to enjoy, as I say. He's had a fourth. So I've had on Rafa Cabrera Bao, £175 at 75. I've then gone for another, what I think is a major champion in waiting, and that is Fleetwood. Played well at Opens, Tommy Fleetwood. Doesn't seem fazed by the big occasion. Another one, I think, with these sort of events, if you get a chance to win, you've got to take it. And I think Fleetwood is one that would take it if he stepped up. So Fleetwood, I made him 30s and I can get 38. So I'm having the 38 for 200 quid. And final one, and this is where I've just tweaked in effect my bookmaker price. He is 50 at one bookmaker, but most have got him at 66s. And I actually made him about 40, so he's in really good form. He's got a good major record. He's won a major. I think the bookies have got this one wrong. That's my view. And again, you know, what I like, he's a patient, no-nonsense golfer. He's not, you know, going to light any fires up. He's just steady in there. Good all-round game. Certainly has recovered back to form last couple of years. And that is Webb Simpson. And I have backed Webb Simpson at 90 for 150 quid. So in the winner's market, I've got 275 on Schifelli at 32. I've got 200 on Fleetwood at 38. I've got 200 on Fowler at 44. I've got 75 on Kuchar at 65. I wish I'd had more last week. I've got 175 Cabrera Bao at 75 and 150 on Simpson at 90. These are my bets. What you do is purely up to you. I don't want all this load of old shit. It's one of the hardest tournaments in the year. But I've done okay at this event and I'm having a bit of a go this week. Prices. I like the prices. I've not just woken up in the morning and thought, oh, I'm going to have a go. I like the prices. I like the prices on Fowler. You know, that little dip in form he had, as he would have been 30 something. I like the price on Simpson. I'm amazed at Cabrera Bao's price. If it was a slightly bigger name with the form he's had, he would be right half that price down at 36, 38. So I like where they are. I've then had some money in the first round leader. And these bets now you can place with bookies. I don't have bookies accounts, so I've put them on Betfair. Some I'm still waiting to get matched for a little bit of money. I'll keep an eye on them through the day. But first round leaders, I have backed Fowler again. Fowler can be a fast starter. And I've had 60 quid on him at 60 to be first round leader. I've got £1.20 waiting to get matched. I've backed Kuchar. First round leader, played well Scotland first round last week. Another one more likely to come out and fade away, or more like, you know, than come from the back. I think Kuchar needs to be up there to have a chance of winning. So I've had 60 quid on Kuchar. I've averaged about 63. Again, I say I don't know what the bookmaker prices are. They're down those. I've taken the money on those now. They're 40 each on Betfair. Because I've nicked it all, but you may want to wait and see if money comes in later on. Got till 6:30 tomorrow morning. And a young Englishman who has been playing great last couple of years, and I do like, if he keeps his head, I think he could be there this week, is Matt Wallace. I've had 30 quid on Matt Wallace at 85 to be first round leader. You know, sort of go back to the days when Danny Willett, young Englishman, can occasionally get up for this and do well. I think this guy's just a really good player. He's a really good golfer. So I've had 60 quid on Fowler at 60, 60 quid on Kuchar at, well, I wanted 65, but I've averaged 63.5, and 30 quid on Wallace at 85 for £150 invested in the first round leader market. Top 20 finish. Again, you probably want to do this on Betfair, on the bookmakers. I've taken some money on Betfair. There may be more coming. It's not the strongest market, but in the top 20 market, a lot of you have put this guy in your team for the thing. He's a solid player. I just can't see him winning. I think the putting comes to it. He'll fold like a pack of cards. I know he's won a major, but he's also looked like bottling a few. And I just don't. I hate it when I, you know, if somebody tips him up. Golf Guru, I just think I'm doing my money every time, but he's a solid player and I think he'll be there or thereabouts. So I've backed Adam Scott in the top 20 market for £125. I've backed, and that was 2.32 I got. I've backed Wallace again, because I do like Matt Wallace, and I've had £75 on him at 3.9 in the top 20 market. And a guy who's been in great form, won last week, second the week before. Again, I can't see him winning it, but he's playing well, and I think he'll be up there. Certainly think he's got good enough gain to be in the top 20 the way he's playing, and that is Bernd Wiesberger. If last week hasn't taken too much out of him, I've had 100 on him in the top 20 market at 3.6. Again, I'm just sharing this with you. What you do is up to you. And then in the top 10 market, I couldn't ignore Schifelli. I've had 125 quid on Schifelli at 4.3. I think he's got, you know, I think he'll be there or thereabouts. So I thought it was a great price for top 10. So Schifelli, 4.3, I've had 125 quid on. And the defending champion I have backed at 4.8. I've had 45 quid matched. I've got another 80. I was going to have 125 quid each of these. If it doesn't get matched at that, I'm not going to keep it. I'm going to let it go. So I've had 45 quid so far at 4.8 on Molinari. Very difficult tournament to repeat victory. But the guy's got a good all-round straight game. My concern with him now is I think that losing that Masters mentally may have done him in a bit. He had that in the absolute palm of his hand, and he just folded like a pack of cards. He just fell away. I couldn't actually believe what I was watching when that flipping Tiger came out and won. But, you know, it wasn't so much Tiger won it. He just stayed around and played well, sort of, as Nicholas used to say, just hang around there and let others make mistakes. And Molinari, you know, just hit some awful shots. And you got to pick yourself up from that. It's difficult. You know, those one majors, you know, they're scars that you carry. So Molinari for me, as I say, I've had 45 at 4.8 in the top 10. But if it doesn't get matched, I'm not fussed about it. I'm going to let it go. I will update and let people know over the week whether it does get matched. I've then gone into the top Asian markets, and I have had in top Asian, I've only got one player, Matsuyama, another one for me, could be another Westwood Montgomery, great player. Don't think he's missed a cut for a year. Just doesn't win enough, does he? Just, you know, he had that little phase a couple of years ago, he just doesn't win enough. Player I like who's in just getting in form, I've had him before, Golf Guru's picked him out a few times before, is Byung-Hun Ahn at 10.5. I've backed him for 75 quid at 10.5 in the top Asian market. Again, all these are a view to trade, and you can back them with bookmakers. Top South African, another young lad in great form. Brandon Grace isn't in form. I think this guy's perfectly capable of being beating Louis Oosthuizen, and I think Christian Bezwinden, who it will be between him and Eric Van Ruyen for the top South African, and that is who I've backed, Van Ruyen, at 5.62 for 100 quid in the top South African market. And then top Australian, player I like a lot, whilst I said I think Scott will be top 20, again, I think this guy's going to win a major. His form's up and down a bit. He was really good at the back end of last year, start of this year. Then he tailed off a bit. Then he had a good tournament at the Memorial, I think it was. So I've backed Mark Leishman, top Australian, at 100 at 4.3. And again, with these sort of bets, if I can get my stake out, you know, if they go down to even money, I'll get my stake out and give myself a free pop at it. I've not backed them with a view to that will definitely be the outcome. I think they're all bets that will give me a run for my money. So hopefully you've got all that. What I might try and do is screenshot it and put them on Twitter. But I've got Leishman, top Australian, 100 at 4.3. Van Ruyen, 100 at 5.6, top South African. Hun Ahn, top Asian, 75 at 10.5. Top 20 finish, Scott Wallace and Wiesberger. 125 on Scott, 75 Wallace, 100 Wiesberger. top 10, 125 Schiaffelli 4.3, 45 quid so far, matched on Molinari at 4.8 with another 80 sat there. First round leader, Fowler 60 at 60, Kuchar 60 at 65 or 63, and Wallace 30 at 85, and the winner 275 Schiaffelli at 32, 200 Fleetwood at 38, 200 Fowler at 44, 75 Kuchar 65, 175 Cabrera Bayo at 75, Simpson 150 at 90. All those are able, as I say, to trade. So that is the golf. I will keep you updated. I actually moved my, I've got a little sort of big screen cinema room, and I move my my office down there. I'll move that down there tonight, and that'll be me for the next 3 days certainly, and then we've got the barbecue Sunday. Right, what else have I got for you? No football today. China and their MLS, I didn't even look, I just done the sheets and that's it. Right, so I've got some horses for you, again at your own peril if you follow these. Did tweet a late one last night which ran like a drain, I was told had a great chance. Right, 5-10 Lingfield Rewyatt, win bet at 3.4, 6.40 Yarmouth, Earth and Sky, win bet at 3.1, 9 o'clock Killarney, Dane Hill Quest, each way bet 6.8. And with these, people say, what would I take? I wouldn't take any worse than 10% less than my price. So if I say 3.4, I wouldn't take anything less than 3, certainly. Earth and Sky 3.1, I wouldn't take anything less than 2.8. Daniel Quest 6.8, wouldn't really take anything less than 6.2. And then I've got a trade in the 350, about an hour from now, Victorian, which is 5.0 when I looked, 25-30% trade, 350 Victorian. I do apologise, I don't know where that race is, I didn't write it down, I even made notes today. 350, it's Utoxeter Victorian, it's 5.1 at the minute. Final thing I'll mention, save me emailing out. I do think, you know, if you listen to the people who I send emails to, I may not have any sort of interaction with at all, but the people who listen to the podcast obviously do like me, do ignore the Marmite nature of my sense of humour, and like to listen. So it's you guys I'd like to, you know, have a beer with or a spritzer these days with. So we're doing Lingfield Race Day on November the 16th, which I think is the Churchill Stakes Day. We had a great day last year. Some of who came last year are coming again. I've given them the option first because they did support it last year. But I've got some spaces for Lingfield Race Day on the 16th. It is hospitality in a box overlooking the finish line. We have the tips to come in. We have a three-course meal, you know, bits of wine. We meet beforehand, have some drinks in the hotel. And then those of us, we stay the night, don't have to, but a fair few of us stay the night, and we have a few beers after racing in the bar and then go for something to eat in the restaurant, hotel, gee whiz. If you want to come, email me on ftsincomemail@gmail.com within the next 24 hours, because this is going to fill up and I need a firm commitment. I've got to book the numbers, but literally got about 10 spaces. It is £135 hospitality only, so just your entry to the races, your meal, you know, the box, everything is £135. If you want to stay the night on the Saturday, it's £250, that's everything. So that's your, obviously, your hospitality, races, your room and breakfast. So in effect, it's £115 for the night with room and breakfast. And they'll give you a decent room. And that is £250 for a single person. If you want to come as a couple, and people are more than welcome to bring husbands, wives, partners, whatever you want, it is £270. So if you want a double room in the hotel with breakfast, it is £270. So if that interests you, let me know. Obviously, 50 of you email me. I can't guarantee you I'll do it on a first-come, first-served basis. I've got to get it finalised this week. And as I say, I've got about 10 spots, but they're good days. I think the people who came last year tell you it's good fun. So if you want to come, then please do contact me in the next 24 hours and I will deal with it over today and tomorrow. I will let you know if you're in or out. That's all I can do. Yeah, that's it. I think that is absolutely everything. I've published the link to the Open Championship. I'll be back tomorrow. Obviously, we'll be moving into the weekend football. I will be doing nothing different. Everything will be done the same, except for Sunday when I will literally publish the football, do a quick podcast, and then I'm manning the Barbie. I've got loads of other stuff. What am I on about? Oh, loads of other stuff to cover. That Barbie, see, trick. This is how my brain works. That tricked it. The Barbie. Pete asked me a while back if there's anything I'm shit at. I can't remember on Twitter. He said, when I said I was quite good at golf and snooker, he said, "Is there anything that you're no good at?" I'll tell you what you can add to the list, Peeler. You can add putting together gas barbecue, son. You can add that to the list of things I am absolutely useless at, particularly when trying to do it with a neck that is not exactly in the finest shape. I got myself in a right old 2 and 8 with it yesterday. I did get it done, but I should have just paid the 100 quid fee to get the people from Amazon to put the thing up. And those of you commented on the Amazon guy and the photo, it was very funny. It was funny when he made me stand by that box. He got me good. The other thing you can add, Pete, I don't know how we got into this, but this morning my missus and I ended up talking about 80s, 70s and 80s music. I can't even remember how we got there. It was random. We went from one subject to another. Oh, we went from eyebrows. Wyatt Matty talked about eyebrows. He put, if he was going to have a podcast, he'd rant about eyebrows. And you're dead right, Matt. I would. I don't know when the days of drawing eyebrows on your head became a thing. It just is another one of those things that's crept up on us, that people shave their eyebrows off and then draw them on with pencil. And I really haven't got a fucking clue what that is all about. It's like the old fake tan stuff. I mean, some people just look horrific, don't they? They look bright orange with drawn-on eyebrows. They look like Oompa Loompas out of the fucking the old Gene Wilder version of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, don't they? And we went from eyebrows, and I said, "Do you remember back in the days when it was hair, just hair everywhere? You know, wasn't it? We're just people. Girls had big hair. It was everywhere. You know what I mean? It was just there was hair." And I actually set a girl's hair on night. Those of you who live around the Guildford area and were there in the 80s, at the top of the, I think not the top of the High Street, but the other side, South Street, is it? There was a nightclub called Cinderella Rockefellers. And I was in there as an 18-year-old, and the song that was on the radio was Donna Summer, Cake Out in the Rain, MacArthur Park. Now listen to the lyrics of that song. We were right round, let's see, I'm doing it now, right round in houses. What is that all about? What is that all about? Someone left the cake out in the rain, icing flowing down the pavements, MacArthur Park is melting. What, I mean, I read up on what it's about, and the guy said it's things he saw. Yes, when you were stoned out your box, son, clearly. Looking at women in yellow dresses, sort yourself out. But that song was on in Cinderella Rockefellers, and I think I was 17, and it was the old days when you went to the multi-story car park and had a couple of special brews, get yourself pissed up, and then off to the old disco and do your moves. And Pete, this is where I was going. Another thing I'm shit at, son, is dancing, because I used to get on the old dance floor after the special brews and think I had some moves, and then I met Sam and she told me I looked fucking ridiculous. And I've been doing the same move since I was about 14, strutting my stuff. So I tend to keep a low profile now on the old dance floor. But yes, this girl, it was when, you know, when you're young, you're experimenting smoking. In those days, you could smoke inside. And I had one of them, is it a clipper lighter where you could flick the thing to make the flame bigger? So I'm in this Cinderella Rockefellers trying to light a Benson and Hedges. And I couldn't get the lighter to work, so I flicked it to the full max flame, clicked the lighter, this fucking flame shot out about 3, 4 inches. There was a girl next to me, big hair, massive hair, with obviously about four cans of Silverquin to hold it in place, and it all went up. The whole fucking lot went up. And I'm patting her, I'm smacking her on the back of the head to put it out, and I, burnt her fucking ear, burnt her head off. It's another one of my highlights. I found it quite funny at the time, but when I look back, I mean, it's disastrous, but that was true, yeah. I just flicked the old switch and out, it came out like a flipping blowtorch, and her old flipping ear went up. But then you shouldn't wear that. It wouldn't happen these days. They don't wear the old Silverquin these days, do they? Is it Silverquin or is that soap? I don't know. Anyway, there you go. So that's it. So when people say they wanted to podcast on Excel, you wouldn't get stuff like this then, would you? You wouldn't go from somebody mentioned drawn eyebrows to MacArthur Park to Cinderella Rockefellers to me burning somebody's big hair. But if you're not in the 80s, you probably don't get the big hair thing and hair everywhere, because you live in this world where everything's sculpted, isn't it? Everything's fucking, they got groomers for everything now, haven't they? And no fucking eyebrows. You're right, Matt. That is fucking ridiculous. Drawn on eyebrows. Just have the ones you're fucking born with. Right. Arrivederci. Have a lovely afternoon. It's the Open Championship tomorrow. The greatest golf event on the planet. It is, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'll leave you because we'll have that horse trade if I don't get this up. Have a lovely, lovely, lovely Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But I will be speaking to you each and every day as I always do. Have a great one.